for abundance, how the spirit and the principle of abundance truly works. It is not based on, let me focus on me getting everything that I want. That's not abundance. That is actually a deficit mindset. That's actually a deficit mindset that can be that is manipulated to make it seem as if I can get what I want, but you can't get what you want. At that point, it's no longer a principle. It's a manipulation. The principle does not need our permission to work. It does need, however, our cooperation if it's going to work for us. Let me say that again. There is no spiritual principle that needs our permission to work. Everything in our lives is spiritual. We are spirit first. So everything in our lives, the undercurrent of everything that we do, say, think, believe, is all spiritual. It all starts in the spirit. Therefore, we have to understand the spiritual principles that are under that are undergirding our seen lives versus the unseen. Our seen lives, in order for our seen lives to have to reach their optimal value. I didn't say perfection. There's no such thing in humanity. We're being perfected, but that's a whole nother story. So if we're talking about, since we're talking about abundance, which many of us seem to want but not be able to have, the question is why? Why is that? It's because we don't understand the principle. Because if we understand the principle of abundance, we would be working with it, collaborating with it, cooperating with it, and with each other in order to ensure that abundance was able to freely flow. When I think about abundance, I think about life. Life is abundant. Life is overflowing. Life is teeming with more life. That's the nature of it. It's called life for that reason. And I'm not talking about the definition we give to life, because what we call life is actually a lifetime. It is a process. It is a manifestation of living in the context of eternity. Eternity and time are not separated. Time, in fact, is a manifestation of eternity. And what we do here or don't do has a bearing on how we spend eternity. Again, another story for another day. I'm talking about the principle of abundance, abundant life, abundance of thought, of abundance of spirit and joy and love and peace and all of those things we actually crave, not just crave. Do you know why we crave something? Generally speaking, we crave something because there's something that we need. We focus on the craving rather than what is why the craving is there to begin with. But many of us, we crave love or peace or joy or wholeness or wellness or healing or togetherness because we actually need that to function as human beings. We just have not been taught how to get there, or we have resisted how to get there. Such is the case with the principle of abundance. I don't think there's anyone here today listening or speaking, me first, that has not at some point in their lives, even potentially now, said, I wish I had more of something or some relationship or could fix or could do. The deficit, we focus on the deficit of the thing because we either it is truly something that we need or we think it's something that we need. But when we're operating in the flow of abundance, in the flow of life, the things that we need make themselves evident without us having to manipulate or to ourselves. We don't have to manipulate ourselves. We don't have to manipulate the situation and circumstances. We don't have to manipulate other people. Generally speaking, that spirit of abundance, if we are cooperating with it, if we understand the principle and are willing to give ourselves over to it, then that spirit of abundance, that process, that principle will flow. It won't be stop, start, going to some people and not others. So let's talk about it again. What is the foundation? The foundation is not, let me get everything I can for what I need. Let me make sure I'm taken care of, me and mine. That's actually deficit thinking. I have more, but it's not life to me. It's only abundance if it's giving life to you. So think about this. If we're talking about farming, farmers want abundance harvest. They don't want to plant a crop and get an ear of corn. They don't want to plant a vineyard and get one vine of grapes. Everything that they do, forward thinking in the process and yet taking care of it, stewarding it in the moment, is what they have to do and know they have to do in order to get to the end goal. So they are masters of reverse engineering. This is the harvest that I want. Here are the steps that I need to take, starting with what kind of ground am I working with? From a spiritual perspective, that means what is the foundational principle that I must operate by and operate in order to get this harvest over here that I desire. So if the goal is, or since the goal is abundance, I want my bills paid off, I want my family well, I want this disease off my family, off my life, off of other human beings. I want to be able to have work that is productive. I want to be able to get educated and have my own home or have a place to live or have my own business. The first step is to reverse engineer it. In this case, however, because we're talking about a spiritual principle, you can't reverse engineer it unless you understand how the principle works. And for all, if not most of our lives, I can't say all because we're still here, but for a good bit of our lives, we've been taught deficit thinking, not critical thinking, not forward thinking, even though we call it that. We've been taught things that actually go against the flow of life, not that put us in the flow of life, because we also don't define life properly. Life is different than being alive or living, going through the process. Living, going through the process, a lifetime, is not necessarily filled with life. I'll talk about that another time. It is meant